Hey guys, welcome back to Hub Post Talk. I'm Pedro Garcia.
I'm Jason Nunez.
And we're here to bring you another hot episode of the Hub Post Talk.
We missed y'all, man.
Yeah, we did, man.
We missed you guys every week.
Yeah, man. We've been thinking about you guys, especially after commenting after 2 days of not posting anything and then commenting 2 days after saying...
I feel like we have to clear the air.
All right, so this is what happened. The podcast audio wasn't working well, and we want to give you guys the best quality we can. So we decided we're going to scrap that episode, bring it back, and try to fix it and put it out again.
Although I still feel like we should try to bring it back because it was a great episode.
Yeah, no, we definitely are.
We might not have the video for y'all, but it'd be on streaming platforms. You guys would be able to listen to, you know, episode 2 while you guys are taking a shit, while you guys are in the gym or stuff like that. Like,
exactly. It'll be somewhere available where you can listen to it on the go and stuff like that.
And also, Officer Barrel, this is for you, guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the first to say, like, hey, come on, man. Let's piece it out,
yeah,
dude.
Tell the group chat to chill out, dude.
For real, man. Tell your minions to chill.
You got the same 8 people commenting on our show.
Like, yeah. Like, you don't think it's obvious, bro, that you're hitting your people up? Like, yo, go comment their shit.
It's fine. It's fine, but, like, you know.
Yeah. But stop trying to sabotage our podcast,
yeah. Listen,
bro,
man, like, you're here to tell the news. We're here to be, like, to be funny,
ourselves.
Man. We're just be told to tell topics. Dude. We're just doing what we're told, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And you're over here putting stories out saying, leave little peditos in the comments.
It's like, who does that? It's lame, dog.
Come on, man.
It's lame. And I fuck with you, Officer Pearl. But
I think you're funny, you fucking puppet.
And it's like, yo, how are we going to beef with people who look like they still wear their fitted sideways?
Ooh. Hear that?
I'm just saying.
You still got that Def Jam Fight for New York look. The hat sideways with the baggy pants.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you guys are still.
Come on, man. Like, bro, just like bear with us, dude. Like, we mean no harm. Like, y'all started this, dude.
I don't want to say these things, okay? But you guys are making me, and especially in the comments, man. Just let us, you know, people are laughing. People are enjoying themselves. I'm having a good time.
I'm having a great time, bro.
I love it. I love the fact that I've never seen so many people go hard for a puppet in my
life.
Dude,
never.
I wish I had friends like you growing up.
For real.
Yeah.
And, like, big ups to you, man, because clearly you have a cult following.
Oh, yeah.
And they're riding for you, dog. They're riding for you until the wheels fall off. Mm-hmm. So, kudos to you, bro.
Yeah. That puppet thing must be crazy.
That puppy's laying it down, dog.
Yo, damn, you're about to be on Fan Bus next. for the people who know
you
that.
You mean Bang Bus?
No, there's a new one.
What's that?
I can't talk about
it. Fan Bus? So
it's called Fan Bus, yeah. They be having freaks on
there. Freaks like crackheads?
There's this guy called Baby Alien. This is for the fellas. Go look that up. Baby Alien on Fanbus. Go ahead and check that out.
Oh, God, I got
to
check that out. I got some
MJ,
research
MJ, if you
want to
edit this part out, you definitely could. You know, I understand. I'm just a creep, right? And you got him on a pocket. Yeah,
but,
man.
But, yo, them wearing their fitted sideways just brings back a lot of memories.
It does, man. It does, man.
Because we were there.
I was there. I remember.
We used to be those guys.
I remember wearing a do-rag.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I had a do-rag, bro.
Yeah.
For
what?
No reason. You know what I'm saying? But I had a do-rag. I used to rock the pink do-rags. Remember when pink was in style?
Yeah. You
Cameron, shout out to Cameron. You did
that.
Wow,
you got some balls. You wore a pink do-rag?
I did. I wore pink t-shirts.
Damn. Oh, that's that.
I used to wear the white t-shirt with the pink t-shirt under and then have the white Air Forces with pink laces.
Oof.
And I thought I was killing it.
Damn, that is pretty fresh though.
Tell me no, right?
Like that's Starburst and shit.
Yeah, though.
Yeah, bro. Fucking no.
I had no shame.
That's
and
cool.
Like
that's
it's
cool.
It's mainly and my fitted game was mainly because of Cap City.
Cap City.
Rest in peace, Cap
City.
Wow,
Cap City. I remember I think we were talking about it before, but my first fitted came from Cap City.
Yep.
And that's the day I realized clothes matter.
Yeah.
Girls started looking at me because I had a Timberwolves fitted on. And I was like, what?
I'm not even from Minnesota.
After that, I started getting shape ups.
Yep.
And then Brooks. And then I started wearing 3XTs when I was 4 or 5.
Brooks. You just brought it back to the Brooks days.
Yeah, man. Jersey's finest. I've been getting
my hair. Is that where you went? Jersey's Finest?
Since I was 12 years old on 70th?
Yeah, it was close to the high school.
70th and Kennedy Boulevard back in the
day. Yeah, dude. I used to go to, I don't remember the name of the barbershop, but I remember my barber. I had two barbers, and they were related, and it was Saad. Yo, Saad, if you see this, I miss you, bro. You the homie. And Mason. Saad and Mason. I think they were related.
You know what? I'm going to shout out my barber. I still go to the same barber since I was 12 years old. Shout
That's
out to
loyalty,
my boy,
dog.
Steve, dude. Yeah, that is loyalty. I can never go to another barber, bro.
Can't.
I did it once, bro. Bro, I've never seen my hair level pushed so back in my life, bro. First of all, I told this guy trim, and he goes, look like a fucking cadet.
Going to another barber is equivalent to cheating on your girl.
Yeah, yeah. You go home, you don't feel right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're not even talking to your barber right. You can't look him in the eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When you go back to get a fucking haircut or a shape up, he's looking at you like something's up.
Yeah, let me smell your
something
dick.
Something is
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that goes on. It gets weird when you're getting a haircut in North Bergen.
Yep. Your mannerisms are different. You're hella insecure now. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. Clip it.
Yes, exactly. Those were the days, bro.
Yeah,
those
man.
Were the days. I used to buy my earrings at Cap City.
Yo,
I used to buy my jerseys at Cap City.
The big Cuba zirconias.
Yep, exactly. Bro, I thought it was killing
who
it.
Who pierced your ears?
Oh, my God. So I went to a tattoo parlor.
Okay.
Because at the time, I didn't know any better. So I went to a tattoo parlor to get my ears pierced.
Yeah.
When you could just go to any jewelry store and they'll give you the gun. Boom. No, man. I went through a whole process. Like, homie brought out a whole brand new needle. Fucking wiped it down with alcohol and stuff like that. He charged me like $60. But that's where I got my ears pierced.
Damn.
When I could have just went to a jewelry store and paid for the earrings, and they'll just like pierce your ear with the actual earring. I don't know if they
shit.
Still do that, but that's how it was, yeah.
Damn. My sister fucking pierced my ear, and she missed
for
with
real?
The left one. Yeah.
How did she miss the left
one? I don't know. I don't know. Her symmetry wasn't right.
Do you still have a hole?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't poked them, but
they're still there.
They're still there. They're still there. I could
so
definitely.
So if you were to like puncture it, it would go.
It would go through easy. I mean, I remember not too long, maybe a year ago, just for the fun of it, I put my girlfriend at the time's earrings in.
big ass hoops.
Yeah, big ass hoops, just to see if I still had them, and they went through pretty easy. I was like, oh shit, I could be a bad bitch if I wanted.
Yeah. I had a gauge phase too.
Damn, did you?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys can see it, but like if I stretch out my ear like that, you can like look through the little hole that's there.
Yeah.
I have like a little hole there.
Looks like a porno I watched today.
Damn, that's a tiny ass hole.
Like a
man.
Gaped.
Sounds brutal.
That's another one, MJ, if you wanna. Now we're sounding like my other podcast.
I had gauges though. I had gauges. I went up to a zero. Like, I mean, it was like a gauge phase. Would I go back? Probably.
Yeah.
I thought about
it.
It
sounds like you're giving reviews on somebody that gaped your ears. I'd go back. Oh, man. Dude, so fucking, we got some news to talk about with you guys. What do you think about the Weehawken mayor dressing up as the meme? I think that's pretty cool, man.
I thought it was cool. You know, it got him clicks, got him laughs.
I want to know who put those dreads in. Those shits look real as
hell.
Yo,
for real,
man.
If he's a mayor, like, he probably could afford it.
Damn, he looks like he grew them shits out, bro.
You thought they looked real?
Yeah, he got the little Wayne dreads where they look like they're dying, like a plant you haven't watered.
It also looked like he had them vegan dreads. You know, like the vegans have the dreads.
Yeah, like they own a pottery store or something
that. Yeah, you know, they twist their own shits.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, no. It was quality work. You know, he went all out for fucking Halloween, so shout outs to him.
True.
He embraced the meme. You know, he didn't take offense, he didn't feel threatened, you know what I'm saying? He was a big boy. He put on his big boy pants, he's like, you know what? I'm gonna own that shit.
Yeah, here I am. That's Lil Wayne.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
Officer Bell,
cool.
You should take notes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Chill out, dude.
Relax.
Yeah.
If you feel threatened, just say that. We mean no harm.
Jason's mean, all right? I'm the nice guy.
I'm really not, man.
I'm joking around, dude. I don't care. I don't care if you're getting mad at us.
That's true.
Because you did start the wave.
Yeah.
You like that? I know you like that story. That shit was funny.
Adorbs.
Adorbs. Did you ever take Burgerline buses a lot? Did you take it frequently?
Yeah, dude. I used to take them a lot. I used to remember when those buses to New York were $2.50.
Yeah.
I even think at one point I used to take them when they were $2. Mm-hmm. Now they're damn near $4.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
I remember those nights.
And it's like we call them, huh?
You have any crazy stories? Any crazy incidents?
Oh, shit, I do. Shit, yeah. Now that you mention it. Well, there's a few that I can't say because kids are probably watching. But I remember there was one time I was with my friends.
What happened here?
There was one time I was with my boy and my brother. Mm-hmm. And I forgot what we were doing in New York. We probably went to go buy a fucking grinder or whatever because, like, if anybody knows, like, we used to go to New York and just, like, buy, like, marijuana paraphernalia and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then just come back. So on the way back, it's me, my boy, and my brother, and I'm playing music on my phone, and like I'm playing it at the loudest and stuff like that. So we're in the tunnel at one point. We're in the tunnel, and then out of nowhere the guy in front of us just like jumps up aggressively and is like, "Yo, do me a favor, bro, can you just turn that shit off? Turn that shit off right now. Turn that shit off the fuck off right now." And me, I'm like 17, 8 years old. I'm like, oh. And I look at my boy. I'm like, yo, should I like tackle this guy? And he's like, he's looking at the guy. And he's like, nah, just turn it off. Just turn it off. Just turn it off. So then I turned it off. And the guy's like, thank you. Thank you. And he sat back down. And then he was sitting next to a female.
What were you playing?
I was playing like a rap song or whatever.
Yeah.
And then what were you playing?
Do you remember? What song?
Shit, it was probably like, at the time, it was probably like some Mike Jones or something.
Of course he got mad at that. Mike Jones? I would be pissed as hell.
281-330-8004. You know what I'm saying?
Stupid.
I used to love Mike Jones, man.
Mike Jones. Mike Jones.
Who?
The one and only. You can't clone me. Let me say it another time in this verse. Let me say it twice. Yes. Shut up. He sucks.
And I was in the backseat like.
Yeah. I would have got mad as hell, too.
So then at one point, he was sitting next to a female, and her headphones were too loud. Uh-oh. So he just spazzed out on her. He's like, yo, turn your shits down now. And she's like, I'm not turning shit down.
This guy hates musical stimulation.
right. He ended up yanking her purse. He ended up snuffing her. And, like, mind you, we're in the tunnel, like, hauling ass to Jersey. You know, we're still in motion. He takes off her purse. He, like, he gets physical with her. And then at one point, he stands up and he starts threatening everybody on the bus. And, the entire bus just got up and just started ganging up on him.
Jumped his ass?
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Just started, like, hauling ass on this guy, bro. And then we get out of the Lincoln Tunnel. The fucking bus driver pulls over. Cops, you know, the cops, Port Authority Police is right there once you get out the Lincoln Tunnel.
Yeah.
So he pulled over after the Lincoln Tunnel. Cops came in. They apprehended this guy.
Good work.
Thanks. I struggled with it for a second. Yeah. And when they patted him down, they took out a knot of money, like a whole wad of money. But the money was fake bills. It was like some Monopoly money.
Oh, my God. He was a Monopoly guy the whole time.
It was him.
Man, say, do not pass go. Do not collect $20. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No. I mean, like, what I got out of it is that he was a crackhead. Mm. And he was high out of his mind.
Yeah.
So when you're on crack and you hear Mike Jones, you want to take the world by storm.
Mike Jones, hear this, Mike Jones. Stop making music. You're causing people to hit women on buses.
You're causing crackheads to act out, lash out.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's not good. It's not good stuff. No, that's hilarious.
That's just the tip of the iceberg, bro. I have hella stories when it comes to the Emmy buses.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's another thing, too. We used to call them Emmys.
Yep.
We can't really use that word anymore because, like, to all those who know what Emmys mean.
We're not going to spell it out for you, but. Something that
it's a slur.
Yeah. There you go.
It's
a slur.
Other places call them jitneys. Other places call them I don't know what else. That's all I know.
Emmys.
Emmys, yeah, yeah, Emmys all the way.
Emmy bus. Yep. Dollar buses.
Dollar buses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my whole life. That's my whole childhood. Going right. to practice.
Yeah.
Going to like games, coming home, going to parties.
Yeah.
The craziest, not crazy, but the closest thing I've gotten to like where I had to swing on somebody was when I was like 15 coming back from the mall.
Uh-oh.
Like, you know, like you get on that big bus and then you get back on Bergen Line on 32nd Street and I'm taking the bus upward and it was like 2 a.m. and I'm 15, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm like young and I look like 12.
Mm-hmm.
And my boy was sitting on, it was a full ass bus. My boy is sitting on the other aisle and he's wearing this like this silver chain and this drunk dude comes off and he looks at my boy and he looks at me first. And I'm like, what's up? And I'm like, okay, what happened?
Your fist,
yeah, yeah, like that. And then he was like, nah. And then he went to my boy, and then he grabbed my boy's chain and started like pulling on it, like to take it. And the guy was like, tú estás loco? And my boy was so scared. He was smiling. He was like, stop. So I thought they knew each other. He's like, yeah, stop. Like, let me go. And I'm there like, do they know each other? And next thing you know, the bus driver stops and fucking pulls him off him. And then the guy, like, after he got pulled off, he looks at me, he grabs me, and I'm like, get off me. Swung, completely missed, ripped the guardrail. And then that's it. Yeah, and then I went home, and I think I told my dad about it. My dad mentioned it to my uncle. My uncle was like, dime, papi, ¿a dónde está?
Who are these
people? Yeah. He wanted to look for them and stuff. But, yeah.
Freaks come out at night, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, them shits are still running.
Yeah, like, dude, but what I'm thinking is, like, you see 15-year-old kid, like mm-hmm. you want to rob him?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
We grew up different, man.
Yeah, dude. I also remember there was a bus driver that got jumped. Because, you know, bus drivers, they ride around with a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know,
it's cash. People give them cash.
A lot of cash.
Yeah.
To, like, give out change. And then, you know, the wrong dude heard about that. And at a red light, they started jumping this one bus driver. Jumped his ass, took all his money and stuff like that. And then the bus driver, his son, knew people. And I'm just going to stop right
bang,
there.
Bang, bang, giddy, bing, bang, bang.
Yes. I'm just going to stay stop right it, there. Da, da, da.
Oh, damn. Well,
let's just say that someone's like, it's game time.
Well, hey, it is what it is, Papo. Watch
hey, you play with fire, you get burned.
Watch who you robbing.
Officer Peril, you hear that? You play with fire, you get burned.
Yeah, Mr. Wave. Wavy guy.
Yeah. What do you want, a little fucking raft? Yeah, see, we're on a cruise ship, dog. We don't feel them waves.
Yeah, dog. Yo, your waves aren't even real. You can't even be in the water. You get soaked. They got to wring you out like a cloth.
Exactly. Literally.
Me? I shake it off, dude.
Mm-hmm. Like a dog.
Like a dog. What the fuck am I talking about? What the hell is wrong with me? Quarter juices. What do you think about quarter? What do you think about the prices of inflation with quarter juices, dude?
I haven't bought a quarter juice in a while, so I don't know what the prices are. But I remember when them shits were a quarter.
Yo,
shit! I remember you go to any store with a dollar, and you could buy yourself some lunch,
dude. Yo, a bag of chips, one candy, a quarter juice, maybe. If you're feeling frisky, get a brownie with that, yo.
Right. Maybe, exactly.
Yo, maybe.
The brownies with the colored sprinkles on it, you know
the
what I mean?
Cosmic brownies, bro.
Yeah, them shits, bro.
Bro, everybody knows what that is, bro.
Hell yeah. Yo, those were the days, man.
Yo, you buy a girl cosmic brownie, I'm not going to say the rest. I don't know if you ever dated fat chicks.
I've had my fair share.
Oh, yeah?
And they were all lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good women.
But... Yeah. If you buy a girl a cosmic brownie and she doesn't know what it is, then she's probably too young for you.
That's a good point.
They
man.
Used to sell them at lunch in North Bergen High.
You think so?
Do you remember that? You don't remember that?
In North Bergen, the quarter juices?
No, the brownies, the cosmic brownies. They used to sell them.
I don't remember
like during
that.
Lunch. Yeah,
I remember.
Do you remember? You used
I
to
remember
get
the $5 specials though.
Yeah, the teacher specials. Remember them shits, bro?
Yeah, bro.
One day they had chicken parms. The other day they had like Italians. The other day they had Cubans.
Yo,
remember
the Cuban sandwiches were fucking
slamming.
Yeah.
Damn. And it's like it was $5 for a teacher special, and if you couldn't afford that, which a broke ass, you would just do
fries
for
$1.
Yeah.
Which was me.
all the way.
All and the way
you know
down,
what else
dude.
I would get? I would get the bagels with cream cheese and jelly for $1.
And they got a gallon of mayonnaise for you for the fries, dog. Jamón con queso with that, bro.
Slamming.
I was eating fries like a Frenchman, bro. Just fucking
just mayo, ketchup.
No ketchup, mayo.
Oh, nah, just mayo?
Yeah.
Oh
my God. I know. I'm a savage.
You're a psychopath.
Yeah, I know, dude. Imagine what I, how much I eat.
This guy's a serial killer.
Yeah, dude.
He's a serial ass eater.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, those were the days, bro. Those were the days, man.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember in North Bergen High School, like, because, you know, you and your boys, they had different lunch periods.
Mm-hmm.
I remember cutting class just to meet up with my boys in their lunch period. Because there was a year where I had, I don't know if you remember this, shout out to people who do remember this, but I had fourth period lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the earliest lunch you get.
Mm.
And that was like at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. So I wasn't hungry at that time.
Yeah.
So I'll be at my lunch table not eating anything. And then all of my friends had like sixth, seventh period lunch. I would cut class and just go chill with them in the lunch tables.
Damn, you're a thug, bro.
Yeah?
I never skipped class once in high school.
Ever?
Ever. Not once.
Damn.
Nah.
You're a square.
I've done weird stuff.
You're a good kid. You're a good kid.
Oh, all right. Don't you're a good kid me, okay, dude? Oh, I skipped class. You're a badass, dude. Just get out of here, bro.
Yeah, man.
This guy gets tased once and he's a fucking
I don't know how to act now.
He's a rock star. Get out of here, bro. That
for
nonsense.
Real. You never did that?
I don't know why. I just never did, bro.
You never took off your ID to go to in-school suspension?
No,
for
what? Were you psycho? Why would you want in-school?
I guess so. Yeah. Because, I mean, I guess I hated my classes. Each year I hated my classes.
Or yourself. you wanted probably. To punish yourself? ISS, in-school suspension was a classroom. Basically an auditorium where you sit in there with a whole bunch of the other degenerates and do nothing.
Yeah, it was like punishment.
For 8 hours.
Yeah, the entire day.
Yeah.
The entire day. And it was like, it was for people who like, whose attendance was bad or, I don't know, like they had their reasons why in school was a thing. All the times that I attended in school was because I just took off my ID. And like in North Bergen High, you had to wear your ID.
At all times
to like go to all of your classes.
Yeah.
So there were days where I'm like, you know what? I don't want to go to any of my classes. I'll just take off my ID. And they will send me to in school. They'll be like, yo, Jay, where's your ID? Or Jason, where's your ID? I don't have it, mister. All right. Got to go to in school. I'm like, yes. And the reason we loved in school was because of Mr. Barone. Mr. Barone, I doubt you're seeing this, but if you ever see this, holla at you.
Mr. Barone's the man. Bro.
Mr. Barone made in school fun because he was hilarious.
The one time I wasn't in school, there's this fucking little fat gangster kid that was walking around with a red hoodie. And he was like walking around like mad cool. And Mr. Barone was like, don't walk around with that much confidence, little Red Riding Hood.
Yes.
Bro, when I'm telling you, this is before I even thought about doing comedy. That might have inspired me. Like, bro, the room
exactly.
blew up. Yes. Everybody clowned homie for the rest of the day. It was so funny because oh my God,
Mr. Barone made in school suspension fun.
Yeah,
yeah. Granted, it wasn't good to go to in school suspension.
Oh, I hated
they have it on. They had it on record. You hated it?
Yeah, man. Abe got me out. Shout out to Abe. Oh,
who's
Abe? I'm not gonna say the last name. He got in trouble.
Uh oh.
Yeah. He was a football coach. He saw me there. He was like, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, "Well, the reason I got in school is because I wore ripped jeans to class."
Oh, that's another thing too.
Yeah.
They used to do
and
that.
His teacher was like, "I can't allow that in my classroom." The like, old white lady.
How dare you cover your knees?
Cover your knees and thighs. Yeah. So that's what basically he said. I was like, what's the problem? I'm not bothering nobody.
Right.
I'm not disrupting the class. Like, look at my legs. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just sitting down. And she goes, I can't have that in my classroom. Like I'm flashing my dick around everywhere. And so she said,
wild,
she,
bro.
Yeah, I know, it was ridiculous. So I got sent to the fucking principal's office. I forgot which one, it was one of the VPs, and he was, I forgot his name. Lugio.
Mr. Legio.
So I sat down, Legio was like, what are you doing here?
I was like, my jeans, man.
I was like, Miss Bartolomei. I remember.
Oh, Miss Bartolomei. Yeah, I remember Miss Bartolomei.
Yeah, so she got rest her soul probably.
She died?
I don't know.
She was like fucking 97 when I was in high school. Fucking
oh, shit.
Probably.
Oh, man.
I think MJ has to bleep out names. So, yeah, he was like, what? And I was like, my jeans. And he was like, all right, you got to go to in school. I was like, all right. And I went to in school. Fucking ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Those were the days, man. Those were the days. So. And it's like, I would.
You know what I don't like, though? dudes that I did go to high school with, they're like, man, those were the best days of our life.
Like, when we talk about that?
Yeah. When you like, talk about you high school, I'm like, all right, dude, come on.
Yeah. To be honest, man, I
agree, it. Man. Those were the best.
I know. I hated Nordbergen High.
Yeah, why?
I hated Nordbergen High. I hate, like, I didn't hate the kids there because I was cool with a lot of people. Like, they were, like, I didn't really have any, like, differences with anybody. But, like, mm-hmm. I just hated the curriculum.
Of course, man. Who likes?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, there were some teachers I was like, shut up. You know, but it's crazy. Yeah, Manuel. Like, yeah. Do you have any favorite teachers that you remember? I think I know like two or three that I was like, man.
I don't know, man. I'm a sociopath. I don't remember nobody. No.
Did you ever have Mr. Pine? Mr. Pine was my dude, bro.
Nah.
Mr. Pine, you're the man, bro. Mr. Pine was cool. I think I had him because I had a. I might be wrong with this. My memory is shot, but. We used to have BSIP. Remember BSIP?
I was in BSIP.
Me too.
I was in BSIP every year.
Oh, we're idiots.
Yo, and it's like the people, like I forget what the acronym used to stand for, but like people used to like make fun of the kids that were in BSIP. They used to say that it standard for basic skills for idiotic people.
Oh my God, dude!
Hence why BSIP. I was in that class.
Yes, I was in BSIP, but I got thrown in there because I didn't know English.
You didn't know English
in first grade. It's not that I didn't know. It's just I refused to speak English. I hated school. I was like, fuck off! I don't want to talk to you. Like, I don't want to do this problem.
Yeah,
things like that. So they threw me in BSIP, and I don't know why. I remember this is the only thing that sticks out to me. I had this teacher that would drink water while staring at everybody. Like, she'd be like this.
Whoa.
Yeah, 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 like.
Do you remember her name?
No. But it used to turn me on.
That's where you develop a thing for teachers.
Yeah. No.
Now it's carried on to
I remember all we did was just play computer games. Like, I was like, I'm not
in BSIP? No, I never did that. Yeah. I was really learning some shit. I swear to God, bro.
Shit was mad insightful, dog.
Yeah, man. This shit opened up my fucking spirituality, dog.
Yeah, dog. I learned mad shit there. Like, yo, math.
And shit, I had BSIP math.
Yeah?
Yeah.
English, too?
I had BSIP every subject.
Damn,
I was
dog.
In BSIP math, yo. English, science, BSIP gym.
They didn't want to let you go, bro.
Nah, bro. And I was cool with all of my teachers.
Yeah, there was one teacher I had that was cool. I forgot his name. He was a baseball coach for high tech, and I played against him. And he remembered. And one day I went to I was wearing sandals in class, and I had like sand stains on them.
From baseball.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, baseball player? I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah.
All right, you're good.
I felt so fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
I was like, yeah, I played baseball. No, I'm not just another retard to you. MJ, you gotta. I'm sorry. I'll try my best to do it myself.
Yeah, man. I mean, shout out to all those guards too.
Oh man, my boy. Yo, it's crazy when the security guards are the let me get a hug guys.
Oh my God! Right, right.
Where my hug at?
Right.
Bro, you're 40.
Oh, my God.
The girl's
no.
17. Hey, man.
Wearing muscle shirts.
This is not happening now, by the way. This is happening back in our day when it was a little more acceptable.
Early 2000s.
Yeah.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, security guards were like, they had the chains out, slick back hair, smelling like mad gel.
Riding around in a black Suburban, blasting music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grabbing little girls by their elbows and like,
whoa,
come
whoa,
here.
Whoa, whoa,
no,
whoa,
too
whoa,
much.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, too vivid. Yeah, dude, it was creepy.
You're really painting a picture. Yeah,
motherfuckers was creepy, man.
It was. Yeah, it was creepy, bro.
Creepy teachers too.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna say no names, but nah. Y'all were creepy. Y'all knew exactly what you were doing.
There was a creepy. My senior year, I went to a Catholic school that was in Hudson County.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say the name, but
I hear Catholic schools are wild.
Oh. There's nah.
Nah, you gotta say it now, bro.
Oh, I don't know. That's the thing. That's why I don't know how to gauge the interests of this podcast. Because I could say it.
It was Hudson County, right?
If it was my podcast, I would have no problem.
It was Hudson Catholic, wasn't it?
No, oh. Bro. All guy school? Nope. Oh, that's shit. A fight every day. I would fight every day.
Nope. What was the Catholic school that was just all girls? What was it called?
I don't know. There was a couple, bro. There's a few of them.
Yeah, Catholic schools were wild.
Well, they called my high school St. Ho's.
So St. Joe's.
MJ, cut this out. This is getting too personal. I forgot this is about Hudson County.
I think this is great. Well, isn't St. Joe's in Hudson County?
Yes, it is. Yeah, but not about my
I think
life,
this dude. Is gold, man.
Yeah?
This is great stuff right here.
No, it's, yeah. It was cool being the new kid for a while.
Yeah. Wait, so you graduated from there?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. What year did you go there?
2009.
You went on your last year?
Yeah,
of high
I had
school?
A little incident in Northbury.
What'd you do?
Nothing. Just sports stuff.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
So you got expelled for sports?
No, stuff? I just got in trouble kind of for in the sports world for Northbury. Yeah.
You were jerking off in the locker room.
I was
you?
Letting loose, man.
Just ravaging
and
the
coach
that shit.
Caught me and I was just sprayed everybody down and I was like, I'm sorry.
You're like, stand and watch.
Yeah. No, let the boy watch.
Yeah. No, wait, seriously, what happened?
Nothing, man. Just, you know, disagreement on stuff.
Mm.
And, you know, I had to go play somewhere else.
Okay.
Yep.
That's not that bad.
You're not. Yeah, it's not bad. I'll tell you later.
Okay. Yeah, those were the days, man. Those were the days. And I feel like it's because of that, you know, we all got stumped. Like, there. I mean... There's not anybody famous coming out of this school. I mean, right?
Our timeline? I don't know.
Nah. Well, Evan Rodriguez, you made it to the league, big bro. We was all happy for you, man. Evan made it. I don't know if y'all remember Evan Rodriguez, but he made it to the league, NFL. He made it to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
070 Shake. She's from Little Bergen High.
There you go. Oh, yeah. You know? That's right. Yeah.
She made it.
She's dope. I'm actually a fan of her music. I like her.
Word.
Damn! What the hell?
But you know.
Damn, bro.
There were some celebrities that came.
I don't know. You were a rapper, bro. Why can't we put that in? I didn't know you had a rap beef, bro.
No, I don't. It's just not my cup of tea.
All right, man. It's fine. This is America. You
please
can say,
don't.
You can
please,
say.
Please don't put it in. Please don't put it in.
You can say whatever you want. This is the US of A, dude. Don't worry about it, man. Who cares, bro? Nobody cares.
You're setting me up for failure, dog.
No,
don't worry. You're setting
me
up right now.
We're having fun.
We are.
We're having fun. Listen, bro. We're not a... We're becoming the butterfly right now. Whatever is happening right now,
we're still caterpillars, bro.
Whatever's happening right now, we're you ever like you know in Pokemon, it's like oh, what's this? And they're evolving.
No, I'm not sure. No.
Did you play Pokemon?
Yeah, I played the red and blue ones, the first ones.
Yeah, when you're evolving, you're about to.
Oh, and like the Pokeball is
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah.
God.
Oh, sorry. No, we're evolving.
Yes.
Got
so this
you.
Is what I'm saying. So this. Our podcast is about riffing about stuff, riffing about Hudson County stuff. This is a riff podcast.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So we're not, let somebody else do the newscasting.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
You can have that, buddy.
Yeah. Furry ass, mom.
Yeah. Non-vertebrae ass. Your hand backbone's up. An arm.
You spend all day with a hand up your ass. Yeah. Oh, shit. God
no
damn.
Need for that. See, there's no need for that, man.
I thought we were evolving,
like
bro.
I said, no, well, listen. Listen. I'm the nice guy, all right, bro? I'm a comedian.
Nah, dude, I'm a nice guy, too,
no,
bro.
No, this guy's a dickhead.
You're setting me up.
No,
man.
No. Listen, I get it, Bill. I get it. But you shouldn't have said we were gonna run out of gas.
Yeah. Because we're just getting started. Yeah. The tank is on F.
Happy Halloween. Damn, dude. I think you got anything else, man?
Nothing really. I mean, I was just gonna shed light of all the famous people that came out of Hudson County.
Yeah, man. You got? Who's your favorite one?
I really enjoyed Paul Gleason. If you know Paul Gleason, if anybody has ever seen the Breakfast Club, the angry ass principal guy. Oh, he's from Jersey City. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mess with the boy, you're gonna get the horns. Yeah. You know that guy? I was like, oh shit, Jersey boy in the house.
There's a lot of famous people from Jersey.
Yeah, man, there's a few.
There's a lot of talent here because there's a lot of multicultural blend.
Yes, it's a melting pot.
It's exactly so. Mm-hmm. So it's bound to have some sort of extraordinary talent, and by the tons, because that's how many people live in this fucking county.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And also another guy, Joe Pantaleano, and. If you guys don't know who that is, he played, I think it was Richie on The Sopranos.
Was he the he had a boyfriend one?
No, that's Vin, I believe. Yeah. I might be wrong, man. Like, people correct me. Sopranos fans correct me. And I love Sopranos. I think it's arguably one of the best shows ever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, he's from Hoboken. And I hated him on the show. But now that I know he's from Hoboken, I'm like, all right, he's likable.
You hated him what? As a character?
Yeah, as a character.
And he did his job.
Exactly. Did you ever seen The Sopranos?
Yeah, I watched In and Out.
You know? Oh, man. You got to give it a shot. Like,
No, I gave it a shot. I liked it. I don't have time. Yeah, I got to sit down.
You're a busy guy. You don't have time for shows.
I'm a busy guy, dude. Mm. No, I got to sit down. I got to sit down and watch it. That's one of the shows I really got to sit down and watch because it's a lot of Jersey shit in there.
Right, yes.
Yeah. They filmed a lot of shit in Jersey.
Yeah.
I think Jersey was the first, like, L.A., the first California. They used to film a lot of movies here before they went to L.A.
Nice.
I think it's coming back.
Word.
I think a lot of the film industry is moving back to Jersey because of the landscape and how easy it is. We have the most diverse kind of landscapes in the United States. Like, we got mountains. Like, same as California.
That's true, yeah.
We got mountains and we got beaches. And we got beaches and we got forests. We got forests, we got cities. Yeah. We got everything it has, same as California. Well, yeah, exactly. And it's all close to each other.
Exactly.
It's all right there.
What I like about Jersey is that you're smack in the middle of so many different states. Like, you can drive to Virginia, you can drive to Pennsylvania, you can drive to Georgia, the Carolinas, Connecticut. We're smack in the middle. Yeah. Jersey's the shit. We're not on, I mean, stop calling us the armpit of America.
They're just jealous.
They are, man.
They're just jealous.
Because we have the best bagels.
And the best pizza.
And
the best pizza.
Shout out to Frank's Pizzeria
that we're performing on.
Yes, sir.
I'll take one.
Hell yeah.
We'll go away.
Yeah, man. We forgot to shout out Frank's, bro.
Yeah. And as always, we're performing live from Frank's Pizzeria.
Hell yeah, dude.
We're here chilling, man. Fellas, ladies and gentlemen, I think that concludes our episode.
Yes, sir.
Once again, my name is Pedro Garcia. You can follow me at Mostly Cuban on Instagram.
I'm Jason Nunez. I am at Who Is Jason Nunez on IG. You know what I'm saying? Follow your boy. Follow both of us. Follow Hut Post Talks. Go on Apple Podcasts. Give it a 5-star. Go on Spotify. Give it a 5-star. Listen to our shit. We appreciate all the love. Officer Pearl, go fuck yourself.
Appreciate you guys. Peace.
Peace out.